Good morning. My name is Dawn Nyson, and I am the current president of Students for Chief Illiniwek. And today I will speak about my first experience with Chief Illiniwek and how Chief Illiniwek inspired me to further my awareness of Native American issues. Then following, Mike Drish, Chairman of Research and Alumni Relations for Students for Chief Illiniwek, will discuss our organization's purpose and the prominent role we have played in maintaining board policy on this issue. Chief Illiniwek, the honorable and dignified symbol of the University of Illinois. I will never forget the first time my eyes witnessed the chief during his halftime performance at a men's basketball game. I was just a freshman at the time, and I often wondered if I truly fit in here. You see, I was eager to meet new people, but that isn't always such an easy task at a large university such as this one. I remember following everyone else onto the court, clueless as to what I was about to experience. Chief Illiniwek came running onto the court, and the whole arena watched in complete awe. Upon completion of the performance, everyone linked arms to join in singing the alma mater. I was one amongst strangers and hesitant at first, but no one else seemed to mind. As the chorus rang throughout the arena, at that very moment, I knew I belonged. At that moment, I realized what it meant to be an Illini. Not because I was at a sporting event, but much more than that. At that moment, I entered the circle of not only those current students amongst me, but also of all those who have ever called themselves Illini. I experienced the true spirit of the University of Illinois, and it instilled in me a pride that I have not yet experienced since. It is important for me to note that Chief Illiniwek is a symbolic representation of the University of Illinois. He is a fictional character created by the legendary football coach Robert Zupke. It is not intended to be an accurate historical portrayal of the Illinois Indians, but rather a representation of the Illini spirit. Chief Illiniwek has sparked my interest to further my personal knowledge on Native American issues. This past spring break, while many of my friends were packing up to head for the sunny beaches of California and Florida, I opted to travel to Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. While there, I met and worked with many Lakota Sioux Indians. I participated in rectifying a peace garden, tutoring Native American children, and helping with other community events. I also received the opportunity to visit the historic site of the massacre of Wounded Knee. Unfortunately, I also witnessed many of their current hardships, such as their struggles with poverty, alcoholism, and suicide. But the thing that amazed me the most is that even after all of this, there was still an inspiring people who firmly held on to their heritage and traditions with great pride. They had such an admirable characteristic of strong faith that they would overcome these struggles, and they played an active role to improve the way of life on the reservation, all the while maintaining a strong connection to their past. I am so grateful for this experience because it truly enhanced my knowledge and appreciation of Native American culture and spirit. And I can wholeheartedly say that I would have never taken this trip if it wasn't for my personal connection to Chief Illiniwek. Therefore, I urge the university to utilize Chief Illiniwek as an educational tool for the state and the University of Illinois to increase awareness regarding the past, present, and future of Native American cultures. It is with this thought in mind that I stand here before you today and express my support for the retention of Chief Illiniwek as a revered symbol of this university. It is a 74-year-old tradition that is a great source of pride for those linked to the university and the state of Illinois. And I cannot conceive of any other symbol that I would want to represent the University of Illinois. With that said, I would like to leave you with something that was once said to me. And these words still ring through my ears, just as the alma mater did on that day I first witnessed Chief Illiniwek. He said, "Hold on to your traditions, for that is what makes who you are." And now I will turn the second part of our presentation over to Mike Drish.